Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 23rd, 2018 at 1:30 p.m. Go on the record. We'll begin our meeting today as always with the invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Wilson.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, for with few limitations we can worship freely, speak freely, and actively participate in a government for the people, by the people. Ask that you lead this and guide this government body today and all days, so that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your precious name, and the glory be yours. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the nation's pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Getting our agenda a little bit out of order, and we move to item A of the county commissioners. A is consider and possibly approve the adoption of proclamation recognizing Pioneer and Wednesday. I'm voting on that item.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And we have representatives of Pioneer women here.
Yes.
Let me read this proclamation. Whereas Pioneer Women is a grassroots organization founded to enhance the lives of women, and its mission is to motivate, educate, activate, and uplift women for the betterment of humanity. Whereas August 2nd, 2018 is Hear Me Roar celebrating the 19th Amendment Day, commemorating the 98th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing women the right to vote. Achieving this milestone required a lengthy and difficult struggle, and the victory took decades of agitation and protest. Whereas this milestone is something many of us take for granted today with our busy schedule, Pioneering Women is dedicated to honoring the legacy of those past pioneers and spotlighting the contributions of present-day pioneers in our community. Whereas celebrating the 19th Amendment Honorary Luncheon on August 2nd, we'll celebrate five extraordinary women, their dedication and contributions to their professions in our community. Ava Graves, Aggie N., Harley Noble, Norma Sampson, and Robin Mouton. And whereas Pioneering Women financially support many nonprofit organizations in the community, as well as provide students of higher learning textbooks, second chances to students seeking high school equivalency with GED tests, and supporting women in crisis. Therefore, now be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County that in honor of the 98th anniversary of the 19th Amendment and all the women of our community living the legacy, do hereby declare August 2nd, 2018, as Hear Me Roar celebrating the 19th Amendment Day.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Members, there's here, y'all. It has been since 2003 that you all have been giving us this proclamation, and we truly, truly appreciate it. And we hope that you all can join us, everyone here can join us on August 2nd at the Holiday Inn at 11:30. And I see one of our past honorees here. Hi. So come out and bring everybody in your office, everybody in the building. We'd love to have all of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do. For all the assistance you provide to people in our community. Moving to item under purchasing. Item A is to award auditing services to Jefferson County to Whitley Penn LLP. Item B is consider and approve execute receiving file contract extension for term contract for janitorial services to Jefferson County with members building maintenance for an additional 30 days to expire on October 18, 2018. Item C is consider and approve execute receive file professional services agreement for total safety for environmental consulting services for the Jacksonville Regional Airport for an asbestos lead-based paint survey at Jerry Ware Terminal. for a lump sum amount of $1,590. Do I have motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Tenenbaum, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, on item B, Deb, is that something that we'll come back and revisit about?
Or, I'm sorry?
On the maintenance, janitorial service?
No, we're just at, it's going out for bids, and so we need an extension to cover.
It is going out for bid.
Yes, sir.
And on item A, did you have a selection committee that you got together to?
Who was?
For?
For the auditing services?
Yes, we did have a selection committee, and it's out at the moment. I mean, it was out, now we're waiting for the letter of engagement to receive by.
Send us the names of the selection committee.
Sure, I'll be happy to.
We should know those from now on.
Anything further? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? In Constable Precinct Two, item A, consider possibly approve the hiring of Javon Smith Pollard as Deputy Constable, Constable Precinct Two under the ACAP program in accordance with Local Government Code Chapter 86.011. Do I have motion on that item?
Move.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Tenenbaum. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I've had unanimously as a county auditor. Item A is consider approve budget transfer for the district clerk for $6,000 for additional cost for postage. Item B is consider approve budget transfer for auditing for $250 for additional cost for postage. Item C is consider approve reclassification of contract monitor at the jail to a food service manager position with no change in salary grade or budget salary. Item D is pursue file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending June 30th, 2018. And item E is regular county bill and check numbers 448633 through 448881. Do I have motion on those items under auditor?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously as a county commissioner. Item B is consider possibly approving order levying taxes for Port of Beaumont Navigation District of Jefferson County General Obligation Bonds, Series 2018. Item C is consider possibly approve the resignation of Paula Baker as Commissioner to Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. Item D is consider possibly approve execute receive file the appointment of Fred Welly as Commissioner to Jefferson County Emergency Services District upon the taking of the oath, appointment by Commissioner Arnold. And via addendum, item E is receive file letter of resignation of Earl White, Constable Precinct 1. And we'll come back to F. Do I have motion on item B through E?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Mr. Goodson, talk to us about the item referring to the Port of Beaumont's general obligation bond.
Thank you, Judge, members of the court, and Commissioner Guillory just left with her group, but I wanted on her behalf and that Lee Smith and the rest of the Port Commission to stand before you today as their legal counsel and ask for your support in adopting this order. As some of you are aware, the audience may not, the enabling legislation of the Port requires that once a bond issue, which was done in November, is approved in the board, and the board then moves to issue bonds, that they must ask you all to proceed with levying and tax. Kate Limerick, who works with me, is here today. She's going to deliver to Carolyn and to Allison a certified copy of our order, which was actually adopted at the Port Commission meeting in June. And then last Thursday, much as the Commissioner's Court has done before, that order allowed for a parameter sale of the bond subject to certain parameters. All those parameters were met and the Port authorized, which we gave you as your first resolution, $5,250,000 of bonds. In point of fact, because the bond sold at a premium, the Port is issuing $655,000 of bonds, which we hope, if you all provide us approval, then we will send the transcript off to the Attorney General and then hope to close around the Port's meeting in August. And for the benefit of those in the audience, This is the first delivery of that $85 million bond authority that was approved back on November 7th. And this part will initially be used, as many of you know, in 2011, there was a collapse of that dock structure on 2, 3, and 4. And this will provide for some of the funding, along with some other funding that will be necessary to rehabilitate, put those docks back into operation, hopefully get some new customers, put some more longshore at work. So we're very excited about this first phase, as we are both phases of this project. We are happy to answer the questions that members of the board may have.
The only question I have, you said something, a dual funding? I thought it was
The board has applied for some grant funds. As you may recall, this was actually to fund three projects. This project was one. There was some additional rail and a Carroll Street overpass project that was proposed to be done, as well as some work at the grain elevator. But the highest priority was putting the docks and wharfs back into operation. So we will probably, hopefully we'll be revisiting you all at some point in a year or so to talk about a tax for that additional series. But again, that will be about $35 million that will be remaining after this delivery if we get your approval. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I have a question, Judge.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Goodson, is this order supposed to be available for public viewing?
Our bond order simply required that we provide a certified copy to the court.
Okay.
And so it is for your records. We provided one to Allison because I believe now the court only have the revenue bond outstanding. It includes the preliminary, the debt service schedule, but Mr. Fisher and Tracy Mills will be working with her to, this will be the first debt service tax. We have a maintenance and operations tax, as you know, and for some time with this, we'll add a few cents to tax rate. So we want to make sure we got that to both offices of the county very early.
Anything else? All right, thank you, Mr. Fisher.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That's it unanimously. And addendum F, consider budget approval replacement for Constable White, precinct 1, in terms of local government code section 87.041. This was put on here this week. I thought we were going to take it up next week, so I'll entertain any suggestions if someone wants to make a motion in a second, or if y'all want to think about it some more. I'll entertain putting it off till next week.
Yeah. I would prefer we entertain putting it off to next week because, as I stated in the workshop, I want to make sure we got the information to the two parties because they will be selecting individuals for it. Do you have a chief deputy right now? Constable White?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Well, I'm fine. We'll table it until next week. But Constable White, let me just express the court's appreciation for your professionalism during your time here at the county. I want to personally appreciate you for the assistance you gave us in the emergency operations center during Hurricane Harvey. And that assistance, I think, has helped pave the way for an agreement between all the constables' offices and our emergency management department for better cooperation during what hopefully won't be future disasters. But the court also wants to wish you the best as you take over the reins as the fire chief for the city of Beaumont.
Yeah, I'd like to echo those comments, Earl. I guess the word that I would use to describe you is professional. And it's just been very pleasant working with you, speaking with you about different issues. Never got real excited about it. You always had solutions and reasonable in your thinking and your thought process. And that's just refreshing in county government. We're going to miss you, and we wish you the best of luck, and personally want someone that's as even keel as you. That's going to be hard shoes to fill, somebody like you. So, but I know there are people out there, so.
I want to thank the court, and the letter that I just gave to the court was heartfelt. And it was so heartfelt that I wanted to bring my staff and personally thank them in front of the court. I would not have succeeded if it had not been for them. Man, Ms. Folina, Adler, Harris, Charlie Riggins, my chief deputy, Joe Stevenson, and James Locke and Jimmy Rahm. But in addition to that, I want to thank the entire leadership of the county and the county employees. I would not have been able to be successful if I hadn't got that support from day one, from the tax assessor director, Mike White, who is going to include the deputy constable's emergency plan. Mike, thank you so much. These guys are professionals, and they want to serve the county. Carrie, the county clerk, everybody. And it was difficult to leave, but when your services are needed someplace else, it's always good to be wanted. It really, really is. But again, I want to reiterate how much I've enjoyed my stay here at the county. And I'm going to continue my service to the community, which is what I've been about. And I want everybody in this room to know that, especially in public service, one thing, you chose public service. Public service didn't choose you. So therefore, you owe 100% every day. Thank you, Mom.
Assistant Collector, item A is received by continuing education transcript for Adam Allison, Nathan Gibbs, County Tax Assistant Collector, who has successfully completed continuing education requirements of Section 6.231D of the Texas Property Code. Have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under engineering, item A is considered possibly approved PDF to track 4A1 of 1.203 acres of land out of track 4A. And this will be Sophia Dean survey located off of Howard Road, which is a private road precinct number one. It's not within any extraterritorial jurisdiction to permit all the planning requirements. Again, have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver and Arnold. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that is unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public?
Yeah, I have I just want the court to know that I have been in contact with the precinct, with the party chair, rather, about filling the vacancy on the general election ballot. Giving them all the material they need. They know their deadline for that form to be in my office is August the 28th by 5 p.m. So I think everybody's on board with that.
Right. Yeah. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you so much for being here today.
All right.